Let's discuss about the coffee. We have spoken about the tea now. Let's discuss about the coffee. So coffee is a natural product grown in South and Central America and Africa and Asia also. See, the difference between tea and coffee is the tea come out with the leaves and the tea comes from beans. But what exactly the beans? What is the process? Let's discuss further. It is a drink consumed throughout the world. Now the coffee is also getting very famous like tea throughout the world. Brazil is the world's largest grower of the coffee, followed by Colombia and Indonesia. These are the countries they produce more coffee in the world. 50 different species are grown, but only two are commercially significant. There are 50 varieties are there, but two only varieties are commercially significant. Coffee beans are processed to make a beverage, which we have spoken now. Coffee beans are there, which is processed to make a coffee. So coffee is usually brewed immediately before drinking, and coffee may be purchased unprocessed or already roasted also. There is a coffee beans would be there. Sometimes the coffee beans roasted also commercially available, and non-roasted also commercially available. Raw coffee beans must be roasted. If you take a raw coffee beans, you need to roast it. Otherwise, you can take roasted coffee beans also, where you can make a coffee. The roasted coffee beans must be ground, and the ground coffee must then be brewed with the hot water. Whatever the roast coffee beans are there, see, the process is very simple. The coffee beans would be there, you need to roast it, and you need to make it. Coffee beans must be ground, you need to ground the coffee beans also. At the same time, you need to make a coffee with the hot water. The liquid coffee is then separated from the used grounds. And the coffee green beans have been roasted to be released the coffee aroma and flavor. Whatever the green coffee beans are there, if you roast only, then only that aroma of the coffee comes out. The degrees of the roasting, there are varieties of the roastings are there. There are varieties of the roasting are there. One process give you one variety of the coffee. Let's listen carefully. One process gives you one variety of the coffee. So light or pale roasting processing, a mild beans to be preserved their delicate aroma suitable for the breakfast. So this mild and pale roasting coffee can be utilized for the breakfast. Then medium roasting to give a stronger flavor, often flavored for coffee with a well-defined color. It will give you more flavor. Full roasting popular, it gives you strong flavor, maybe drunk black or with milk after lunch. So this is the more compared with the medium roasting, it's a more roasting, it will give you strong coffee which can consume after lunch also. And high roasted coffee for the stronger and better taste is served black coffee after dinner. These are the four varieties of the roasting process which we have discussed. One is light, medium and full and high. So what is exactly the grounding? Grounding is making a powder of the coffee. Let's discuss again. There would be coffee beans and you need to roast it, ground it and boil the coffee. So this is the process. Let's discuss about the grounding. The whole coffee beans are milled to facilitate the brewing process. The grounding process is chosen as per the type of the brewing. This is very important. What exactly process you have to make the coffee, according to that the grounding will happen. Brewing methods which expose coffee grounds to heated water longer required, and closer grind than faster brewing methods. Example, course of grinding is used for jug method and brewing, and fine espresso is used for the brewing espresso. So there is a variety of the coffee is there for making the espresso coffee. There is a one process of grounding is there. Methods of brewing, whatever the methods are making the coffee are boiling, steeping and filtering and pressuring. These are the processes are there to make a coffee. What exactly the boiling, what exactly the steeping, what exactly the filtration and what exactly the pressure? Let's discuss further now. And there is another process is there, decoction or through boiling. So there is a process is there in India, most of the commonly we use to make a coffee or tea. This is a decoction method. What is decoction method? It is the most basic and simplest brewing method, and made individually coffee or tea cups or large quantities, which we have discussed. How exactly the decoction is there? Take the coffee powder and a tea powder. Pour in a hot water, boil it, whatever the decoction, whatever the liquid comes, that is known as decoction. The decoction can be mixed with the milk and sugar, can be utilized as a coffee or a tea. This is one of the popular method. Steeping or infusion method. What is the steeping and infusion method? Cafeteria and tea makers, coffee is made simply and quickly by the infusion method. This is a term that flavor and aroma of the coffee are preserved. This is also one kind of decoction method only, where cafeterias can be utilized more of the people. Now, vacuum infusion, it has a visual appeal in the restaurant. The coffee served is always fresh and only limited quantities are made at one time. So whatever we have discussed in decoction and a cafeteria method is a bulk quantity of the decoction made. But here only lesser quantities can be made for getting the freshness. Percolated method, there is another method, filtration method, percolated method. Exactly how it exactly works is used more in the home than commercially. This is for the smaller quantities, this can be used in a home. Now, the equal quantity of coffee grounds are placed in the percolator, that is one kind of machine, and it is then filled with the freshly drawn water. The water rises up through the tube and percolator the coffee grounds, and that extract the full flavor, color and strength. Hot and cold milk, cream and sugar can be added in that. There is a kind of machine is there that coffee powder and water can be added and boil it. Once it raises the temperature, whatever the flavor is there, decoction is there, it comes from the tube, it can use as a filter coffee. And there is Indian filter coffee, this is known as Mysore filter coffee. The same manner, above manner only develops in India. Most of the people use this method for home making filter coffee. There is a pressure method also. Most of the coffee machines are using, whatever the espresso, cappuccino. These are the machines, works with the pressure method. Exactly how it works, let's see. Espresso, it is Italian and came to Britain in the 1950s. The method involves passing steam through the finely ground under, infusion under pressure. So what exactly will happen is in the machine, highly pressured steam, like espresso is the one method to make the coffee. What is exactly espresso method is very simple manner. That is, there is a machine would be there, the steam process, the steam will take from coffee powder, the steam will take out of the entire aroma from the coffee. That is known as espresso machine. There are machines are available. There is a coffee like, you know, cappuccino, espresso. These are the coffees done from that machines only. There is another the method of brewing coffee is like mocha pot. There would be three chambers. The down chamber, the water will get boiled and it reaches till third chamber. That way that coffee brewing happen in mocha pot coffee. Now, the coffee variations, one is iced coffee. Whatever the coffee decoction is there, we can make a good ice coffee in that. It's a strong black coffee, strained and chilled well until requirement, maybe required quantity of cold milk served in a tall glass with the cubes of ice. Whatever the decoction is there, coffee decoction is there, it can mix with the sugar and milk with the cubes of ice, it can be served. The same manner, the cappuccino is the one variety of the coffee where the coffee decoction will be there. You see here, milk is heated by a highly pressured steam injector and transform a cup of black coffee into cappuccino. This is it happens with the infusion machine which we have spoken previously, and decaffeinated, made from beans after the caffeine has been extracted. There is a decaffeinated coffee variations. There is a decaffeinated, the made from beans after the caffeine has been extracted. Whatever the caffeine is there in coffee, it will be extracted from coffee. That is known as a decaffeinated coffee. And cafe latte, the coffee latte served with the milk, that is known as cafe latte. And Irish coffee, it is strong black coffee with the added sugar and a measure of Irish whiskey in that. This is a one variety of the coffee also. And cafe mocha, a variety of the cafe latte, contains 1/3 espresso and 2/3 steamed milk. What is espresso? Espresso is nothing but simple, very coffee decoction, that is, it goes with the milk. And a cappuccino is a coffee based drink prepared with espresso, hot milk and steamed milk with the foam also. And instant coffee is derived from brewed coffee beans and powder form. There is instant coffee also, like instant tea we have spoken. There is an instant coffee powder is also available, where that dispenser machines are available with the instant coffees. Now, let's discuss about the wines. Wine is one of the most sophisticated alcoholic drink in the world. This is one of the famous drink and a sophisticated drink also. It is rich in flavor but at too simple. Very simple drink this is. Wines are produced through the partial total fermentation of the grapes. What exactly wine preparation is? A fermentation happens with the grapes and all. This is the process for the wines. Popular types of wines are red and white wines followed by rose and sparkling wines. There are four varieties of wines. One is red wine, white wine and rose wine. There is a sparkling wine. What exactly these four wines, how exactly the methods of manufacturing the wines, and let's discuss further. Now, there are other wine specialties around the world, such as Portuguese port wine is also available in the world. Wines are also made from variety of fruits such as berries, peaches, plum cherries and dandelions and apricots also, which we have spoken. From grapes also wines can be developed the same way the from peaches and plums also wine can be developed. And within the European Union, the term wine is reserved exclusively for the fermented juice of the grapes. So what majority of the wines developed from the wines only, grapes only. In the United States, wine include fermented juice of any fruits, agriculture product, provided that it is between 7% to 20% of the alcohol by volume. So in America, not only grapes, there can be some fruits also, there can be some vegetables also, but alcoholic percentage should be 7% to 24%. What exactly is a wine? It's a fermented fruit juice. Fruits can be like grapes, some vegetables, some fruits also. Different countries, they have a different process of wines. Now, there is a classifications of wines. What exactly the classification is? Still wines, that is a red wine, white wine, rose wine, sparkling and fortified. These are the still wines and these are the dry and sweet and semi-sweet. In these varieties, there is a dry wine is there, there is a sweet wine is there, there is a semi-sweet wine is there. Let's discuss exactly how exactly these wines works. Yeah. Now, still and table wines. What is the still wine? There are consumed mostly with the food. These wines consumed with the mostly with the foods which we have spoken. There are few foods accompanied by wine also. These wines accompanied by most of the food and they complement the some type of food. The alcohol content is 14% to 15% and they are still, that is not a sparkling or fizzy and have no bubble. That is a still wine. That is a simple wine. There is a not that carbon dioxide is not mixed in that. That is the reason that is not a sparkling wine. They are named after the reason they come from. For example, it comes from South Africa. So it names according to that. It comes from European country. It's names according to that. If it comes from America, it name according to that. Example, Burgundy from France and Chianti from Italy. Table wines are still are further classified into two. Color is red, white and rose. And the taste is dry, sweet and semi-sweet, which we have discussed before. There are red wines. What exactly is a red wine? Red wine is simple. Whatever the pulp you are using, if you use the grapes with the skin, the color of the wine would be red wine. Let's see in a brief manner how exactly the red wines are. Red wines is made from dark colored black grape varieties, which we have discussed now. The actual color of the wine can be ranged from intense violet and typical of young wines through brick red, and mature wines are brown and older ones also. What exactly if the younger wine is there, if it is a manufactured recently, that color is different. If it matured more, the color would be different. Red wines tend to be hearty, full bodied and nearly always dry. Always dry. Dry means it's not more sweet. The term dry in the wine business means lacking in sweetness, which we have discussed now. Red wines are not refrigerated but serve as a slightly cool temperature. Sometimes it goes as a room temperature also. It's not chilled. What exactly is a white wine? So we have spoken about the red wine. It goes with the skin. Whatever the red grapes are there, if you involve the skin, the color of the wine would be the red wine. If you don't involve the skin, it will become a white wine. Let's look briefly about the white one also. These wines are straw yellow, yellow green and yellow gold color also. They are produced by the alcoholic fermentation of the non colored pulp of the grapes, which we have spoken. Whatever the grapes we have, if you remove the skin, whatever the pulp is remaining, if you ferment that, that white wine produces. The wide variety of the white wines come from the large number of the grape varieties. White wine is used aperitif during the meal. It used as aperitif for the meal. Before starting the meal, white wine can be taken. The same time, they are more refreshing, lighter in style and tastier than the red wine. Because it goes chilled, always the taste compared with the red wine, the white wine taste is always great. They are suitable as a spring and summer drinks. Sometimes the as a summer drinks also, wine can be utilized because it's served chilled. White wines are always served chilled, sometimes lightly, sometimes fully refrigerators also. Now, let's discuss about the other wines. There are rose wines. It's a combination of red and white. It's known as rose wine. Let's look briefly about the rose wine also. Are different shades of pale red, pink and salmon, also refrigerated blush wines. It can be refrigerated and made from red grapes, but in character and taste are lightened like a white wine only. The color is between color. It's not a red, it's not a white, it's a between color, that is rose color. And sparkling wine. Exactly what is the sparkling water? Sparkling water means the carbon dioxide is dissolved in water. The same way the sparkling wines means the carbon dioxide is dissolved in wines known as sparkling wines. Sparkling wines are known as champagnes. These are the more popular drinks in the world. Now, fortified wines, there are some fortified wines also. Example, sherry and vermouth are drunk before the after meal, are also sometimes used in cooking. What exactly will happen is there are sometimes wines can be used for the cooking also. It's like in a raw wines, it is not a more processed. These wines are known as a fortified wines. Now, what exactly the serving of the wine? There is a process for the serving a wine. Skilled people you required for serving the wine. There is a skilled waiters you required for serving the wine. What exactly the process? Why exactly the process is involved the serving wine? Let's have a brief look about that. Serving a wine is a gastronomical experience. It's a great experience whenever you are serving a wine. Wines are served with a style, showmanship and expertise also, which we have spoken. Skilled waiter you required for serving a wine. The cost and the type of wine is not a significant. Proper table setting of wine service is very important. There should be a proper setting, because if you don't have proper setting in that, so whatever the wine glasses goes with the same wine, if you don't have the wine glasses, whatever the service you are doing, it will not give proper impact to the guest. The glassware should be sparkling clean. The glassware, whatever you using, should be sparkling clean. The wine glasses should be placed in a correct position when the wine is served. That is also very important. There is a place whenever you are laying a table, whenever you are laying a table, you need to keep in a proper place where exactly that white wine glass, red wine glass goes. And the glasses can be held upside down the base with the stem between the fingers. When the wine is getting served, whatever the glass is there, they can keep it upward and you can serve a wine. The bowl of the glass should be never be touched, because the heart of the hand may affect the taste of the wine. This is also very important. Whenever you are serving the wine, you are not supposed to touch the glass, because it may affect the taste of the wine also. Wine must be served at the right temperature, which we have spoken, that room temperature. The red wines goes room temperature, white wines goes chilled, and the refrigerator rose wines goes chilled. So you need to make a temperature for that, otherwise it may vary of the taste of the wine also. And wine served by the glass should be pre-chilled and proper temperature. This is very important aspect. This is a catchy point in wine servicing, because whenever you are serving a wine, you are serving chilled wine. If your glassware is not chilled, the temperature may vary and the taste of the wine also may vary. That is the reason you need to chill that glassware also, whatever you are serving. Now, the service sequence. What is the service sequence for the wine? Bottle is brought to the table in a wine bucket and then presented to the host. There is a wine bucket is there. There is a wine bucket, so called. That bucket has ice cubes in that. Whenever you are serving a chilled wines like, you know, white wine, rose wine, you keep in ice bucket and get to the host. Remove the wine bottle and show to the host for the approval. The foil is removed completely from the neck, and whenever host approves, whatever the foil it has, you need to remove from the neck. Now, remove the top of the foil capsule. Whatever the capsule is there, you need to remove it and open the bottle using the corkscrew. There is a corkscrew is involved. Whenever you want to open a wine, there is a corkscrew is involved. You need to open properly in front of the host. That is the reason we have spoken. You required skilled waiters to serve the wine to give you pleasant experience for that. Cork to be taken off neatly, very neatly. Cork need to be taken from the bottle. And the same time, the small amount is poured into the host glass for the approval. So once the host is approved for the wine, you have taken the wrap and you have taken the cork, then also your duty to serve little wine to the host to taste it and approve it. Once he approves, wine to be poured in the center glasses, and all the glasses to be filled till 2/3 mark of the wine glasses. So this is the process, this is the sequence of the wine. Let's discuss about the beer. What is exactly the beer? Beer is also alcoholic beverage, but there is a varieties of the beer. There is a service sequence is also involved for the beer. Let's discuss a brief manner about the beer also. Beer is one of the oldest fermented beverage. This is also one of the oldest fermented beverages. So wine is also fermented beverage. But what exactly the beer is? Let's discuss. It was thought to have a medical properties and many prescriptions are include beer. So obviously in the world people say this is like a medicine property. It's like a medicine property. And the Egyptians were first record their brewing process. They made beer from corn. Exactly. And the same time Americans made their beer from corn and the sap of a tree also. And the same time today beer is the third most popular drink overall after water and tea. See, this is the world famous beverage after water, after tea. The beer is the one of the most famous beverage in the world. Now beer forms part of the culture of the beer drinking nations like Germany, and these countries have a rich pub culture involving activities like pub crawling and pub games such as bar billiards. Now the popular beer festival, Wacht beer festival, is held in much Germany 7 days starting from the last September. This is the one festival so called in Germany, happens every year. The same time many similar beer festivals are now being organized in other countries also. So Germany is the famous for the celebrating for the beer, and the same time the so many countries are following the same system. What is the process for the beer manufacturing, brewing the beer? The process of making beer is known as brewing, which we have discussed. This brewing is a process for all beverages, and the same time there is a making beer is known as a brewing. The place of the making beer is called the brewery. Through beer can be made at home also. Beer can be made at home also. How exactly can we make the beer? Let's discuss in a broad manner. The convert the starch source into sugary liquid called what? So the convert the starch source into sugary liquid called the what? Starch content. Whatever the corn we are talking, it has the starch. It has the starch. Convert into sugar liquid called as a wort. The wort is the converted into the alcoholic beverage known as a beer. Is a fermentation process affected by the yield. So what exactly we have spoken? There is a starch. Is convert into sugar, and there is a fermented process. The fermented process can be added with the yeast, and the process can give you the beer. And these basic ingredients beer are water. 90% of water is involved in the beer, and malted barley is converted to sugars, and fermented barley must be used high quality and prepared exactly according to the specification. Whatever the starch you required, most of the beer manufacturing units use barley for the getting the starch. And brewer's yeast is the agent which naturally causes fermentation, should be a specially selected culture. What exactly we have spoken is the starch would be there, converted into sugar, added yeast, and a fermentation process, the beer comes. So here yeast is also coming into the picture. Now hops are the flower of the wine, like plant and small pine cones are used for the flavoring also. These are the flavors can be used for the beer. Types of the beer, what exactly the types of beer we have? Now Ales are the top fermented beers are there. Ales are the top fermented beers. The same time there is a most famous beers. Lager means age of the stout. These are commonly used in worldwide. Stout beer is also commonly used in worldwide. What exactly the stout is? Stout is a sweet and a dark roasted barley, hop, water and yeast. The process is same for all. There is a difference in that. The barley is there. whatever the barley you are using, it might be roasted somewhere. So in stout beer, barley is roasted and converted into malt, and the same time the yeast is added, the beer can be done. That is a stout beer. Great care must be taken strong malt products. The great care must be taken for the strong malt products. What is the serving sequence for the beer? So we have spoken about the wine service also. The same time beer is also has the service sequence. But compared with the wine service, the beer service is moreover easy. What is the sequence? Let's discuss. Clean glasses you should use. Whatever the beer you are using, clean glasses you have to use. Taste of the beer will get affected if the beer glass is greasy and has a film or a lint, as a kind of soapy particles. They have to be sparkling clean before beer is served in them. So whatever the glassware you are using, if you are unable to clean properly, if any soap particles are there, it may affect aroma of the beer. So whenever you are serving beer, the glassware should be clean and neat and sparkling clean. The same time pouring the beer, this is the one technique where skilled waiters involved, but the pour technique is also involved for the beer serving. A good foamy head on beer is a thing of the beauty to the touch to the customer. That is also very important. What is the process for the serving the beer? Let's discuss. Open the can bottle in the customer presence. First of all, the same like a wine, you need to show the bottle for the approval to the customer, and the same time you need to open can or a bottle. After that, pour the beer straight in the center of the glass with the can or a bottle steep angle. You need to take care of the angle and pour the beer in the glass and fill the glass slowly until the foam rises to just above the lip. Whenever you are pouring the beer, you need to be very careful. Whatever the foam is there, it should come on top of the lip. That is the limit. Wipe the container and set the beside the glass on the coaster and a napkin. This is a very important aspect. Whenever you serve after completion of the beer, that remaining bottle you need to keep with the napkin side of the guest. And the temperature, a larger style beer is served at the 40 degrees Fahrenheit, means this is a chilled you need to serve. So beer always goes chilled. Let's discuss about the what exactly the glassware we use for the serving the beer. There is a specification for the serving the beer also. There are some special glassware also we use for the serving the beer. What kind of glassware we use serving beer? Let's discuss. There is a Pilsner glass. This is a tall glass which you use for the beers. The same time beer mug is also we use to serve the beer. That mug is strongly and it's a larger kind of thing where we use to serve the beer also. And the Weizen glasses and the pint glasses also we use for the serving the beer also. These are the four varieties of the glasses we use for the serving the beer. Now let's discuss about the spirits. What exactly the spirits and how many varieties of the spirits we have? Let's have a brief look. In the spirits category, there is a whiskey is the one category, and the gin, rum and vodka and brandy, these are known as the spirits in the food and beverage industry. So we have discussed about the wines, we have discussed about the beer, and now we will be discussing about the spirits. This is one of the interesting subject, because in F&B industry, these are the things where get more revenue. Let's discuss about one each category, how exactly it comes and which country has introduced and what is the process for making this spirits and all. So whiskey, let's discuss about the whiskey. A type of distilled alcoholic beverage made from fermented grain mash. So whiskey is the product where we get from grain mash. That is, what is the process for the whiskey? Grains used are barley, corn and rye and wheat. These are the grains can be utilized to produce the whiskey. It is aged in a wooden cask, generally made of charred white oak. So there is a process is there. With the process only whiskey can be developed. That process we use wooden cask. The making of whiskey involves three stages process involving distillation, aging and packaging. What is distillation and what is aging and what is packaging? Let's have a look. In India, all distilled alcoholic beverages that are known as whiskey are blended bases and neutral spirits. This is a very simple process in India, but in other countries there is other process also. Let's discuss how exactly they manufacture the whiskeys and all. Fermented molasses are distilled with a small portion of traditional malt whiskey. At the same time, there is a grain whiskey. Grain whiskey made from any type of grains whiskey that is made by using at least one type of grain other than malted barley. Exactly what exactly we have spoken, there are a few varieties of the grains we use to manufacture the whiskey other than barley also. That is known as grain whiskey. There is a Scottish whiskey. What is the Scottish whiskey? And it is traditionally regarded as the best whiskey in the world. It is aged in a cask to minimum of 3 years. This is a 3 years old whiskey. That is the reason one of the best whiskey in the world is known as the Scotch whiskies always. And single malt whiskey, what exactly is a single malt? We use grains. As we have spoken previously, to manufacture the whiskey, we required grains, right? So let's see what are the grains we use here. In a single malt whiskey, from a single distillery made from a mash that uses only one particular malted grain. So in single malted whiskey, one single distillery and one single grain is used, that is known as a single malt whiskey. Let's discuss blended malt whiskey. What exactly the blended malt whiskey? It is a mixture of single malt whiskies from different distilleries. Distilleries are nothing but manufacturing unit for the whiskies. One distillery has one kind of grain to develop a whiskey. This is a blend. So different distilleries and different grains whiskey is known as blended malt whiskey. The same time, blended whiskey is made from a mixture of different type of whiskey, and a blend may contain whiskey from any distillery so that the blender can produce a flavor of consistent with the brand. So the different kind of whiskies are made. This is known as a blended whiskey. Let's discuss about the vodka. In the spirits, we have covered the whiskey. Now let's discuss about the vodka. Vodka, the drink, originated in Eastern Europeans. This vodka comes from Eastern Europeans, and its name came from Russia, the voda meaning water or a vodka. It is one of the top selling spirits in the world. Why it's a top selling spirit in the world? Because it can be used for the making the cocktails also. Let's see, have a brief of look of the vodka and how exactly it manufactures. It was the national drink of the Poland, used a medicine. In some parts of the European, it usually produces from the grain or the molasses. So end of the day, in whiskey also the same process is there, like grains only. Here also grains, but the process is different. Whatever the product we are using, the producing the vodka is the same kind of grains. Now in Eastern European, it is also produced from the potatoes or rice also. It is an easy to use spirits and used in countless cocktails, which we have spoken, and it is also called as the natural spirit, neutral spirit. Neutral spirit means that this spirit will not give you that much of aroma, so people can have in occasions also. So let's discuss about the gin in spirits. We have covered whiskey and we have covered the vodka. Let's discuss about the gin. All types of gins have a typical flavor of juniper berry. Gin is a base come from a neutral grain such as corn or a barley, and its base liquid is distilled, allowed in a components pass through juniper and a number of other flavoring agents. There are other flavoring agents also involved in a gin. This is also neutral drink. This also can be utilized for the making a more cocktails also. The aromas and taste of the flavoring agent transfer into the final product. There are few other components also used to making a gin. Gin is like vodka, widely used for the cocktails which we have discussed now. Martini, the classic cocktail which more is famous in the worldwide for the gin. Let's discuss about the rum and vodka. Rum, what exactly rum does not have a specific definition, and it is referred to any distilled alcohol produced from the sugar cane, whether it is a molasses or a can. So from sugar cane, there is a one production happen in alcoholic beverage that is known as a rum. There is a few varieties of the is there in rum also. There are many varieties in rum, like light and white, gold, dark and spiced and aged and flavored rums which have distinct taste. These are the varieties of the rum. Vodka might be the best seller spirit overall, but rum is the spirit with the fastest growing sales, especially among the under 30 crore. Most of the people love to have the rum because it has a different kind of alcoholic aroma altogether. And the category leader in the United States is Bacardi. And Bacardi is the one of the famous brand worldwide is growing, and the United States, this is the one of the famous brand. Let's discuss of the brandy, what exactly the brandy is. Brandy name comes from Dutch word meaning burnt wine. Brandy is the aged oak cask for at least 3 or 4 years to enhance both color and the taste. Same like Scotch whiskey, it is also old enough, like 3-4 years it takes. And production of brandy requires ripe ingredients, so seasonal, natural. It's a seasonal, and one of the most famous and exclusive brandy is a cognac in the world. The same way the famous for the rum is Bacardi, now for a brandy is a cognac. And cognac is wine growing region in France. Cognac is the most famous and prestigious drinks. Cognac is the most prestigious thing in the worldwide. It has been called the king of the brandies and also brandy of the kings. The brandy must be twice distilled, copper pot stills, and aged at least 2 years in a French oak barrels. So which we have spoken, like same like whiskey, brandy is also 2 or 3 years old. Serving spirits and distilled drinks, whatever the spirits so-called we have discussed, what exactly the service manner is, what are the glassware we use, what is the service sequence is there, let's discuss briefly in that. Neat on the rocks is served, rock are the glasses, but another drink are served in a highball or a clone. So what exactly will happen is, whatever the spirits we have, people will have a neat also. What exactly the neat is? Neat is nothing but don't mix anything, have like that only, by sip, that is known as a neat. And sometimes people have on the rocks also. On the rocks means cube of ice, lots of ice, and pour spirit and have it. That is known as on the rocks. And the same time people mix lots of soft drinks also. They use highball and Colin glasses. Brandy, especially cognac, is served with a brandy balloon and a sniff for the drink can be served from the bar on the table. Sometimes spirits can be served on the bar also, on the table also. Now, the drinks are carried on trays and placed on the drip mats. All spirits are served in a quantities mentioned 30 ml and 60 ml. There is a quantities involved in the spirits like wines and beers. What exactly will happen? It's already there in bottle. So the guest customer need to take the bottle. So, but in spirits, what exactly the measurement tools are? 30 ml and 60 ml are measurement tools. 30 ml is known as small and 60 ml is known as large. The portion to be served has to be strictly followed. Whatever the portion is there, it has to serve strictly. And brandy is served at room temperature in brandy balloon at the end of the meal. Brandy can be have, you know, after end of the meal. And brandy is served neat in specially designed glass which are slightly warmer. And gin, whiskey, vodka and rum are served or same highball and colon glass used to all the spirits the same manner. Let's have a look of summary, brief look of whatever the beverages we have spoken in this chapter. Let's have a summary of that. An alcoholic beverage is a drink containing ethanol, commonly called as alcohol. Alcohol is the beverage, there is a spirit in that is known as alcohol. And alcoholic beverages are divided into three classes. One is beers, wines and spirits, which we have discussed. Wines, beers and spirits. Alcoholic drinks can be classified further into fruit based and same time grain based, with the both having distilled and non-distilled varieties which we have discussed. And non-alcoholic beverages are broadly divided into carbonated and non-carbonated beverages. What is exactly is carbonated is whatever the carbon dioxide is dissolved in the water, dissolved in the wine, that is known as carbonated drinks. Tea is the mostly widely consumed beverage in the world after water. So we have discussed there are three beverages widely used. One is water, tea and beer also. Now, coffee is an international drink consumed throughout the world. Coffee is the one of the famous drink throughout the world people are having. The same time, unsweetened distilled alcoholic beverages that have an alcohol content of at least 20% above are called as spirits. Those drinks have alcoholic percentage about 20% known as a spirits. Spirits category which we have spoken, vodka, rum and whiskey, brandy, these are known as spirits. Thank you.